Chapter 7, Alzok 3, Part 2. Very mild chapter warnings for brief descriptions of animal neglect and cruelty, although it's immediately rescued. In contrast to its derelict and dark surroundings, the inside of the old mining facility was brightly lit and clean, and heavily guarded as Cal had known it would be. Every second they spent in the old mining facility made him more anxious to leave, and more certain that this plan of his was going to go off the rails. It had been a stroke of luck that Cal had found the Imperials on Alzok 3, and the Shio bird fledgling they'd been holding there for force knows what reason. In his defense, he'd tried to do the responsible thing. He'd contacted his fellow Jedi and the New Republic authorities with his concerns. Unfortunately, everyone had their hands, or hand-like appendages, filled by other obligations, and Cal was physically incapable of turning a blind eye. He'd known that he would need help, hence his coincidental meeting of notable smuggler and mercenary wrangler Ranzar Malk, but he hadn't expected to end up in the middle of an operation like this, nor find himself face-to-face with the Mandalorian once again. Now he was going to have to extract the bird from both the remains of the Empire and Ranzar Malk's formidable crew. Cal looked on as another pair of guards were dispatched in silence by Shion's throwing knives, tossed with precision at the stormtroopers' vulnerable necks. He hung back from the occasional bursts of violence, avoiding the temptation of using his lightsaber in this less-than-ideal company. Not that they needed the help, anyway. This way, Ron gestured to the left and led them deeper into the structure. The Shio bird was being held in an old storeroom for whatever the Imperials had been mining down there, as evidenced by the thin coat of mineral dust coating everything. When BD-1 had gotten the door open, Cal had to quash the noise of distress that rose up in his throat. The bird was chained to the floor, grubby and unhappy. In contrast to the massive beast that Cal had befriended on Kashyyyk, this fledgling's head barely reached his chest, and its beautiful white feathers were patchy and disheveled. Cal approached slowly, reaching out through the force to meet the bird's fear with calm and peace. It leaned out to him, its horned, vaguely reptilian head angled to examine him with a beady red eye. With a surreptitious wave of his hand, the chains on the bird's ankles cracked and fell away. "Doesn't look like much," Cal heard Shion complain behind him. "Doesn't have to, as long as we get paid for it," her brother replied. Cal scratched the underside of the bird's pointy chin and took a few more steps forward, trilling softly. He gradually became aware that he was being observed, and Cal turned to see the Mandalorian close behind him, watching him and the bird. "When he grows up, he'll be twice the length of your ship." The Mandalorian's helmet cocked to the side just slightly, not unlike a curious bird himself. "They're sacred, you know, on Kashyyyk. I met one once. It saved my life."
"I think this one likes you too,"
Cal smiled.
All right, let's go."
Ron shoved Cal aside and herded the disgruntled bird unceremoniously into its transport crate, which sat open nearby. At that moment, the facility's intruder alarm came to life. Ron and Quinn pushed the crate out of the cell and started back the way they came. It was slow going, and before long the guards caught up with them. Glek, Shion, and the Mandalorian dealt with the stormtroopers as they appeared, but for every one they took down, more seemed to appear. They managed to shake off the bulk of the guards after several minutes of scrambling. The crew piled into a maintenance passageway, and BD-1 sealed the door against the screech of the alarms, buying them a few moments while the troopers gathered their reinforcements. "We're not going to be able to get out of here with this stupid thing in one piece. Let's just kill it and take the valuable parts. We'll be out of here in a quarter of the time. It'll still be worth a ton," Quinn proposed. Sith spit. This was going downhill a lot faster than Cal had thought it would.
"That's not what we agreed to," the Mandalorian cut in evenly. "You might be right," Ron nodded at Quinn, reloading the charges on his blaster, and Cal felt dread settle in his chest. Don't worry, Mando. You'll still get your cut.
It's worth more alive, Cal interjected hopefully.
Yeah, but that only matters if we get out alive, Quinn sneered.
Ron sighed. Well, better make a choice fast. Are we in agreement?
There was a general nod of assent, though the Mandalorian's helmet was still. The Trandoshan drew a pistol and a hunting knife from his belt. Part of being a Jedi was knowing when to take a leap of faith. It was something that Cal had struggled with in his youth. He'd had the instincts, but trusting them? That was something else entirely. His logical brain told him that taking a risk and hoping a bounty hunter would betray his crew, including his bantha-shit-crazy knife-throwing girlfriend, and sacrifice enough money to buy the weight of his arm in Beskar was an absolutely terrible idea. There was nothing practical to be gained from returning an endangered species to its home planet, not for someone who killed for a living. His gut told him the exact opposite, that this Mandalorian, who'd ultimately spared the lives of two innocent people against his creed, who'd been patient with Cal's ignorance about his culture, who'd offered to pay him back for something as trivial as bandages, might be someone that Cal could count on to do the right thing, even if it was inconvenient to him. So Cal followed his instincts. Sorry, we're not killing the bird, Cal asserted firmly, pivoting to stand between the Shio bird's crate and the rest of the crew. He shot a meaningful glance to the Mandalorian, wishing he was good enough at force telepathy to broadcast a vehement, "Help me!" into the Beskar-covered head.
"Excuse me?" Ron turned to him. "I don't remember putting you in charge. Glek, kill them both and we'll be on our way."
The Trandoshan raised his pistol, and Cal's hand went for his saber, but he didn't need it. The Mandalorian, quick on the draw, shot Glek twice in the chest, and the Trandoshan fell in a heap. Knowing they only had a split-second advantage, Cal lunged for Ran, and he grappled with the shorter man briefly before he managed to knock him out with a hard elbow to Ran's chin. By the time he looked up, the Twi'lek twins were down as well, the Mandalorian standing over them.
Are they dead?
No. The sound of running footsteps and voices heralded the arrival of the reinforcements, trying to bypass BD-1's override on the door.
But we need to move.
Cal nodded and knelt by the crate, disengaging the locks and opening it.
What are you doing?
Even a baby Shio bird can fly over 100 kilometers per hour. Don't worry, he'll stay with us. Come on, little guy. The bird eyed him piercingly from behind its horns, then flapped out of its crate awkwardly, wings clumsy from disuse. Cal reached for its mind, pressing comfort towards it, a promise of safety, but urgency as well. It gave Cal a light squawk. The door began to open, and the three of them took off down the hallway, the Mandalorian firing the occasional shot behind them. The bird kept pace just above Cal's head, its slender white feathers beating air against Cal's cheek. They were almost to the door they'd come in from. Cal could see it. It was just around the corner. When they were cut off by just over a dozen troopers, blasters at the ready, the Mandalorian didn't hesitate. He pushed ahead of Cal and pressed the button on one of his vambraces. A great spout of fire plumed out from his wrist, causing the troopers to scatter.
Get your droid to the door. I'll deal with them.
Cal darted through the chaos, glancing back to watch the show. Cal had known since they first met that the Mandalorian was a capable warrior, but that didn't fully prepare him for the bounty hunter's display of murderous skill. His style was concise, defensive, but brutal. As Cal watched, the Mandalorian rammed his head so hard into a trooper's helmet that it shattered like glass. He knew where the strongest parts of his armor were and used them to block blaster fire with almost Jedi-like accuracy, barely flinching with the impact. He wondered, absently, if the Mandalorian could be convinced to spar with him. No force, no weapons, just hand-to-hand. Cal had confidence in his abilities, but he suspected it would be a good challenge nonetheless. He'd caught the other man off guard on Kel Shabal. A fair fight would likely have much more interesting results.
Something wrong?
The bounty hunter was standing by the open door, clearly waiting for him to go through. Cal shook himself mentally. Nope, not at all. They made it outside and across the plasma bridge, which the Mandalorian disabled with a couple of shots to one of the emitters. The young Sheobird swooped in a wide loop before returning to them, clearly pleased to feel the outside air under its wings after so long in captivity. Cal didn't let himself relax until they were back on the Razor Crest, breaking out of the atmosphere of Alzok 3 at maximum speed.